You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Memorial Day weekend mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And right now, as the week ends, the Broncos, they have a couple of days off. And then, of course, they've got the weekend off. And then they don't have to be back until next Wednesday for the start of OTA. So a nice weekend of R&R before they get to the meat of the offseason. The next 4 weeks are really going to give the Broncos their first idea of what they've got with the 2015 edition, because they can finally go 11-on-11, 7-on-7, 9-on-7, really get into some drills to figure out what this team is going to look like in 2015. But before then, let's start with a couple of questions. And the first one is from Jordan Brantley, who asks, what camp battle are you most excited to see? Well, I think it's all about the offensive line. And you look in particular at three positions: left guard, center, and right tackle. I think all eyes are going to be on those, not only in OTAs, but in the training camp as well. But that being said, you want to develop continuity and cohesion. So I think we're going to learn a lot about how those positions are going to look over the next 4 weeks. At left guard, of course, you've got Ben Garland and Shelly Smith. They're going to grapple for playing time. At center, you're going to have Gino Gradkowski. Matt Paradis is going to be in there. Max Garcia, the rookie out of Florida, may get a look or two. And then at right tackle, Tyson Brailo, Chris Clark, and possibly Michael Schofield, although, as Gary Kubiak said earlier this month, Schofield is going to be working at left tackle to really get into the offseason behind Ryan Clady. But in right tackle is going to be between Clark and Tyson Brailo. Those are the three position battles that I am most interested to see. There's not a lot of instability on the rest of the roster. You've got a pretty good idea what the lineup is going to be, although free safety is going to be interesting between Darian Stewart and David Bruton, with also Bradley Roby potentially getting a look, although right now he's still a cornerback, as he's mentioned earlier this month. But it's all about the offensive line for the battles to watch, and certainly when training camp starts, and hopefully you'll be out here for training camp with all of us when it gets underway, starting right around the end of July and early August, then you'll be able to get a first-hand look at what the competition is going to look like. Our next question is from our old friend Metalhead Mushin, at Metal Mushin on Twitter, and he wants to know, as of right now, what is your projection for the starting offensive line and why? Well, start with the two twin pillars, the two recent All-Pros on the offensive line, left tackle Ryan Clady and Luis Vasquez over at right guard. Those are two good building blocks to begin with. Then, of course, like I mentioned in the earlier question, left guard, center, and right tackle, those are where the question marks are. And I think you're going to see, you know, experience win the day at two positions. I think when all is said and done, you'll see Shelly Smith end up at left guard. Although if Ben Garland really takes his own blocking well, I think he can end up starting there. What happens there may depend more on Ben Garland's progress than anything Shelly Smith does or does not do, because, you know, Smith, he's a veteran, you know what he is, but Ben Garland, he's the high-ceiling athletic guy, and if he can come out and prove that he can handle the job, then maybe he can be the starter at left guard. At center, Gino Gradkowski's got the inside track, he's got the experience. You know, he in Baltimore last year, obviously was in practice working with Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison. He started in 2013 before they got to Baltimore. He knows the zone blocking scheme. Kubiak and Dennison watched him every day last year. They know what he can do. And remember, it's pretty typical for offensive linemen under Gary Kubiak to get a year, you know, as a backup, a year working every day in practice before they become the starter. So it wouldn't surprise me if Gradkowski makes that leap to the starting lineup. That right tackle, Tyson Brailo, I think, is going to end up winning the job. You know, Chris Clark, the slate has been wiped clean with him after a difficult 2014 season for him, where he was the starter at the beginning of the season and lost the job in October. But at the same time, he's not really a natural right tackle. He's more of a natural left tackle historically. Whereas Tyson Brailo, he's worked primarily at left tackle at Colorado State, but worked all over the offensive line as well. Was working at right tackle during Senior Bowl week. That's where everyone has projected him really to start his pro career. And it would actually be my expectation that Sam Brailo, by the time you get to week one, is going to be the starter at right tackle. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag after the first week of OTAs, just go to Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or go to DenverBroncos.com/Mace's mailbag and use the form there. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.